You are tuned to KGV in Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial and KGVM.org online. Well, thank you for tuning in tonight. This is the Local Musician Spotlight here on KGV in Bozeman. I'd like to thank our sponsors for the show. SLAM, supporting local artists and musicians. Columbo's Pizza and Pasta at the corner of College and 11th, or 10th. Bozeman Brewing and Silverleaf for their support of our program. We're out here in the Tune Factory tonight with Brian Cassay.
Thank you.
Nice. That looked like quite a workout.
Oh, man, that was fun. That was a good time.
I want to thank you for coming in tonight, Brian. And, you know, we'll start out with the obvious thing. This context is a little bit different from what I'm used to seeing you in. It's awesome. I was just thinking about this. It, like, allows me to indulge my computer nerd, techno geek side of my brain and the music side of my brain at the same time, which is pretty cool. But you're one of the founding members of Lainey Lou and the Bird Dogs and had a, what, around a 10-year run on that, mm-hmm. and kind of stepped away from that back in December and kind of shifted directions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, kind of curious about how, obviously you didn't just start doing this back in December, so kind of curious about how you had gotten started in this and kind of how it came to be that you shifted into, you know, this different kind of a format and sound.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been playing bluegrass for most of my life. And bluegrass has a very special place in my heart. It'll always have a special place in my heart, as well as just Americana in general. And bluegrass is incredible because it's got, I mean, the melodies that are in there, the structure of the songs, the actual harmonies and the lyrics. It's very raw. It's very down to earth. It's very honest.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that drew me to bluegrass. The thing about bluegrass is, for all those musicians out there, it tends to be three or four chords for the majority of the song. Most of the songs kind of follow the same structure. And it's really cool because you can just take those structures, you can play over songs you've never heard before in bluegrass and, you know, shred a fiddle solo over somebody else's song that you've never heard before because it all follows the same structure. And that has been a ton of fun playing with the Bird Dogs. I absolutely loved the experiences that we had. We traveled the country. I got to see all sorts of different musicians that were my heroes. That being said, there got to be a point where I kind of wanted to branch out creatively. I wanted to try and push the genre as far as I could. And where I was at, I wasn't necessarily in a position to be able to do that. The road was really tough in general. I miss my wife. She was really, really, you know, if you've got a gal, if you're a musician out there and you've got a gal who is putting up with you on the road at least 8 months out of the year, put a ring on that finger. And there got to be a point where I was like, you know, I really want to see my wife. And so I transitioned out of bluegrass, and this was sitting here for me because I had that creative outlet that I had been experimenting with while I was in the band. And it got to a point where I'm like, this is really fun, and this is something I want to kind of expand upon. And so I just kept adding instruments and adding ideas, and this is what you hear. This is the result.
The culmination.
Kind of a mush of all sorts of genres and whatnot, and it's been a lot of fun messing around with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like a good outlet, like a good direction and a new kind of a new thing that scratches a lot of itches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good too, because I mean, hopefully you can hear there's definitely a lot of Americana.
Yeah.
Rootsy kind of vibe in that second half of that set right there, or those two songs right there. And that definitely, I try to throw that into this sound. I try and throw some fiddle and some dirty guitar. A huge part of the Bird Dogs was we would try to infuse rock and roll into the bluegrass sound. And I think we did a pretty good job of that. And that rock and roll will always be in my heart as well. I'm trying to mix that into this sound as well.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
As best I can.
Kind of a multi-genre.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was kind of curious, like, you work these things up, so if I went and saw you playing live somewhere, and then I went a week later and saw you again, and you did the same song, how much improvisation is there in the performance while you're playing?
Yeah, that's a good question. So everything that I'm doing up here is I'm using a digital looper. And so with this digital looper, all of the loops are preset. And however, the chords and the notes that I play in between those loops, I can play anything I like. So I've got a few songs here where I will just jam. And the loops will be set for those musicians out there. Loops are set, so it'll be a 4-bar loop or an 8-bar loop. I'll play over that, any chords that I want, and then I can kind of build a song with whatever chords that I'd like to on top of that. So yeah, if you do come see me, you'll hear new stuff every single time you come see
yeah,
me.
Yeah, even in the same song will mutate and evolve over each night.
Yeah, exactly. It's new every night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to be, like you said, that's kind of a pretty significant difference from, I mean, obviously in the bluegrass songs, there are solos, but you know, like you said, the rules are pretty firmly established about, you know, the boundaries and stuff. So having that freedom to just kind of go wherever you want, wherever you're feeling like on a particular night must be kind of liberating, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of feel like a toddler in a candy store who's just been let loose. So I'm just trying everything that I can get my hands on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. If you want to maybe play a couple more.
Yeah, definitely. This next tune kind of pushes. I'm going to try and push as far as I can with this genre and this sort of idea and kind of combine it with one of my passions. Living in Bozeman, I've been here for 12 years now. Sounds like you've been here since the 80s.
Yeah, I've been here for a while.
And I really got into some bird watching a few years back. And one of my favorite birds to try and track and try and identify as our state bird, the meadowlark. And I've been working on the bird call itself. So I'm going to try and infuse the meadowlark's bird call into this tune. It's going to be a little weird to start things off with, but I think you'll see where I'm going with it.
Our listeners, they're seasoned veterans. They'll follow you. They'll ride through it.
All right. Ready for an adventure. All right. Here we go. Meadowlark. Here we go, we had some reverb on it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Nice. Does that song have a name?
That song is called Experiment 30.1. I've been naming. The thing is I start off these songs not knowing what they're going to become. And so I just call them experiments.
Nice.
Started with one, and now we're on 31.
Nice.
This is my latest one. As you may or may not have heard, there was a mistake in there. And the issue with live looping is it's great because you can layer things on top of one another. You can get some really cool big sounds. But if you make a mistake in the loop, it just keeps looping over and over again. And so luckily, I think we saved it. Hopefully, I didn't give it away. Hopefully, you didn't notice. But yeah, that's one of the perks of live looping is... Don't mess up.
Yeah. I guess it will tattle on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the clam that keeps on giving. yeah, that's I guess I don't know that I've ever seen anybody like layer up that much, like that many different samples and stuff. But certainly that the ability to kind of do that, to have any kind of a looper is, you can sure do a lot of really interesting things with it. And I was kind of curious, is this something... As you keep going with this, is this something that you would ever see doing it with another person, or is it kind of pretty? Would you think it would stay a solo thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I really like the live looping because I have creative control, which is really, really nice. Anyone who's been in a band, love my bandmates, love everybody I've played music with, but there's something special about being able to do something because you want to do it. that being said, the reason why I add some fiddle so much into everything is fiddle's my main instrument, and playing so much fiddle, I feel really good with my fiddle, but... one of my downsides as a musician is my vocals aren't very strong. I can get by. My wife disagrees, but I don't feel very confident with my vocals. And so if I could have another vocalist and maybe a guitar player jump in with me, I think that would create something really cool. So anybody who's listening who's a musician, if you want to collaborate, hit me up, RyanCasseMusic.com. Yeah, and so that's kind of where I'm at right now. I like the creative control, but I would absolutely love to bring on another musician to kind of collaborate with, try and make something even bigger and even cooler.
It's kind of, I'm sure there are a lot of different aspects to it, but, the thing that comes out of throwing different people's ideas into the blender sometimes could be, sometimes that can really help you. Like transcend each individual's ideas and stuff, when you get that kind of interplay and pushing sometimes, like you said, kind of push the envelope.
I think when I was with my last band, I used to think about that a lot and think about kind of the synergy of being a band and how each individual part is itself, but the whole is greater than the sum of all the parts. Which is really cool when you're playing with others. But
So you've been playing out since what, maybe December?
Yeah, a little bit before December. I've taken about a year to mess around with this. When I stepped away from the Bird Dogs, this was nice, a nice coping mechanism for music not being as much of a part of my life. And so I've kind of really fallen into this. I've fallen into my wife, both figuratively and literally. And it's been a really, really nice outlet for me to be able to express myself and continue to create music. And yeah, I've been playing around town. And I have got, let's see, I'll be playing up at Red Lodge next weekend. So if anyone happens to be up at Red Lodge, please come my way.
Nice. One of the obvious things is, unless you have split personalities, I imagine like scheduling is exponentially easier when you have you to worry about and not a band.
Yep. That's for sure. It's pretty nice to be able to Like, hey, let's go on a ski trip to Red Lodge next weekend and play some music
and
up
just
there.
Just light it up.
Yeah, that's a good gig.
Nice.
I love to... Music kind of opens up so many doors. It allows you to meet so many incredible people. It allows you to do so many incredible things. And I'm really grateful for all the experiences that I've had over the years.
Yeah.
Because of music.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I wonder, at some point, I do want to kind of talk about like how all of this works.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to do that now, maybe play a couple more and do that.
Yeah. Let's do it right now.
Cool.
If you're up for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got a tune here called Experiment 11.5. An edit to Experiment 11. So here we go. So I'll normally start off with a metronome. So everything that I'm playing needs to be in time. And so I'll start off with a metronome. And this metronome is just a little click that I will go ahead and play to. I'll either start with some shaker, or I'll do some drums, or just play guitar over it. And then I'm going to pull that metronome out. So I'm going to go ahead and start right here with some percussion. So here we go. Boom, there we go. We got our percussion. I can pull out that metronome now because I've got my drums, and then I can start building the song on top of itself. I'm going to go ahead and add a little bit of guitar. Together. using rather than using a sampled riser, I like to do it with my voice. So that was my voice, and it threw a bunch of effects on top of it. We've got the bones of the song laid out, the foundation. Let's add some more rhythm. A Glockenspiel up here. I looked it up. This is a Glockenspiel because it is metal. What I'll normally do is I'll have, if I'm at a show, I'll have some kids come on up. They'll play the Glockenspiel and we'll loop it into the set. And folks seem to really enjoy that. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead and loop that in. That Glockenspiel, but I'm gonna pull it down a little bit. A little too loud. There we go. Pull it back. Put it right in the background, just like that. Set the drums. There we go. We'll be right back.
gonna bring it way down here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Bob.
Thank you, Pat, for having me.
This has been a ton of fun. You guys run one heck of a radio station, and it's cool because it's such a community radio station. And I'm really thankful to be here tonight, so thank you for having me.
You bet. Thanks for coming out. Thanks to Pat Loken for doing all the things, as always. It's been great fun. It's, I think, a mark that I looked over and couldn't believe that we were kind of coming up right up on the end of the show. So thanks for coming in. Keep it tuned right here to KGVM. Hope everybody will enjoy that. And thanks again.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Appreciate it. Have a great night, everyone.